Hey, this is a Life Minds podcast. This is an online radio program that exposes you to the dangers of not renewing your mind. When your mind is changed, your life will be transformed. Remember, where your mind goes, your life follows. On this program, we will explore lots of spiritual materials that will help renew your mind. The mind is a servant, either to your spirit or to your flesh. The mindset is what controls you. The mind is what you control. Don't use your mouth as a thermometer, which only reads the temperature of your current condition. Allow God's word to change your mouth into a thermostat, which changes the temperature of your life by confessing what God says. Renewing of the mind happens when we celebrate small victories and focus on what God is doing instead of what God is not doing. Listen to our Life Minds podcast and be energized in your spirit, be renewed in your mind, and constantly focus on your Creator. Join me every week and let us dive in into the world of change and growth. Our Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's word. Hi everyone, I want to welcome you back to another episode of a Life Minds podcast. This is a podcast that is meant to renew your mind, energize your spirit, and let you get closer to your Creator. I want to welcome you again for being part of this podcast. In the last episode, we started a particular topic, anger, and I tried to explain what anger is all about. So today, we want to look at how anger kills. How does anger affect your life? We'll be looking at both the physical and the spiritual consequences of anger. Have you ever wondered that anger could cause lots of problems? Or probably you have been a victim of serious anger, you can't control your anger. Do you know that this particular anger we are talking about can cause a problem for you? So in this podcast today, I will be sharing with you some of the consequences. I may not tell you all, but I'm going to tell you the major consequences of anger to you. Before I continue, I just want to tell you the story of a young couple. And in this short story, and I believe that you will learn something from this story. There is a particular couple, a young couple that just got married. And from the beginning of their marriage into like 2 or 3 years into the marriage, they do have a constant argument. They talk to each other, they shout at each other. And you know that if a couple should just get married newly, you know that at the budding stage, that is the early years of their marriage, that is called the budding stage. That early stages of their marriage is when they get to know each other. So, but at this stage, the husband shouts at the wife, talks to the wife anyhow, any little misunderstanding, the husband talks rudely to the wife. But there is one thing the wife does. Once he sees the husband behaving in this manner, there's one thing she does. She wouldn't say anything. Rather, she would just stand up and walk away. She has been doing this all this while. She has been doing it for years. And the husband will keep wondering, what's the secret of all this? Why will my wife just walk away on me like that without even talking back? You know women now. Of course you know women. If a man should say like one word, the women just expect like 10 or 20 words back from women. But this woman will not just say anything. And the husband was disturbed over the years. And he said, okay, I think I'm going to find out from this woman what has been the secret all this while. So this attitude alone melted the husband, and one day something happened. The husband came back from work and said, honey, I want to give you a special treat today. And the wife said, okay. The husband said, okay, go inside, dress up, I want to take you out. And the wife was like, wow. She went inside, she dressed up, and the husband took her out to a very lovely restaurant. Very expensive restaurant. And they ordered for what they will eat, and they started eating. Nobody talked. They were just eating and eating. Then all of a sudden, the husband broke the silence and said, honey, I want to apologize to you for everything I've been doing to you all this while. I want to say I'm sorry for being rude to you. I shout at you. I talk to you at any time. Anyhow I like, I'm very sorry. The wife said, it's okay, no problem. And the husband now asked, honey, I want to ask you a question. And I said, okay, I'm listening, said the wife. What is your secret? How come you don't talk whenever I shout back at you? How come you just stand up and walk out and you don't say anything? The wife smiled and said, I don't do anything much. Whenever you shout like that, I just go to wash the toilet. The husband said, wow. How come? How will washing the toilet calm you down after shouting at you, after talking at you anyhow? The wife said, yes, washing the toilet calms me down. The reason because I use your toothbrush to wash the toilet. So you can imagine, the wife had been using the toothbrush of the husband to wash the toilet whenever the husband talks to her anyhow. So she was indeed angry, but she responded in a different way by using the husband's toothbrush to wash the toilet. And that same toothbrush the husband uses to brush his teeth. So you can imagine. So don't ask me how the end of the story went. We will talk about it some other time. So the long run of this is that we all respond to anger in different ways. In the last episode, I talked about three different types of anger. I talked about the passive anger, that is this kind of anger that this lady is expressing. You know, the passive anger, you don't express, you don't talk about it. You just keep it to yourself and you're burning inside. So in this episode today, we will talk about how anger kills, the consequences, the spiritual and the physical consequences of anger. So sit back, relax, and listen this podcast to the end. And do well to actually drop your feedback on this podcast. Drop a voice note, drop a message, and let's go. Let's get along. So sit back and listen. I'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. All right, let's look at the physical consequences of anger. Yeah. I told her what you need to expect from today's podcast is the physical and the spiritual consequences of anger. Now, the very first consequence, the very first physical consequences of anger is it puts your heart at risk. I don't know if you have actually seen someone before when the person is angry, you know, the person just... immediately the person just hold the chest and shout, start shouting, and the person can either fall to the ground and something else happens to the person. There is one thing you must understand. When you are angry, there is one thing that happens to you, one or two things that happens to you. Your heartbeat increases. Yes or no? Yes. The answer is yes. Your heartbeat increases. And as you are increasing, the heartbeat is increasing, you know, at that point in time, you're increasing, the heart is increasing the rate at which blood is being pumped around the body. So the heart is doing more work at that point in time. I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to say. Now, all this I'm saying is based on researches by the psychiatric medicine. Those people have made their researches that whenever you get angry, for 2 hours, in the next 2 hours, you're putting your heart at risk of heart disease. So, whenever anybody gets angry, there's another thing that happens to that person. There's that tendency that that person will have stroke. Yes, that person can have stroke, in the sense that what could be the cause of the stroke? There is a blood, there's what we call a blood clot. There's this clotting in the blood region, in the blood of the brain. And with this, it increases the tendency of that person having stroke. I hope you know what blood clots means. It's when the blood solidifies on its own. So it's a research that has been proven to show that whenever you have this uncontrolled anger, it can lead to stroke. And another physical consequence of anger is that it weakens your immune system. Now, if you have come across the word immune system, now this immune system, this is the system that God has placed in the bodies of men to fight against diseases. Whenever strange objects enters into your bodies, or strange germs enters into your body, what happens? This immune system, they are also known as the defense system of your body. They rise up and fight against these germs because they are not part of the body. So they fight against it. So what happens? It weakens the immune system. Whenever you get angry, there is one thing that happens. There is a stress hormone that has been released into your body. There is a flight hormone that has been released into your body. This hormone, once it's been released into your blood, it reduces the number or the load of this immune system. There is what we call antibodies. These antibodies are those things that fight against diseases in your body. So once you get angry, the stress hormone or the flight hormone that has been released into your body reduces or depletes the number of antibodies that fight against infection. So whenever you get angry, there is a tendency that you can fall sick easily because your immune system is being attacked. Your immune system will be weakened based on the anger or more that has been released into your body. But remember something. Ordinary headache can kill somebody. Ordinary malaria can kill somebody. Have you ever asked yourself, why is it that? Well, it's not something that happens in a day. Probably the defense mechanism of that person, the defense system of this person has been tampered with, that ordinary malaria headache could end the life of somebody. So we can see that is how powerful the immune system of every man is. So look at the HIV people, those people that are HIV positive. They are human, the HIV, you know the meaning of HIV, human immunodeficiency virus. What does this virus do? It makes the immune system deficient. It doesn't make the immune system to work well. So those people, if they don't take care of themselves very well, any little infection can end their life. So that is how anger is. Anger can be likened to HIV. It's a virus. It can weaken somebody's immune system. And once it weakens someone's immune system, it kills that person faster. Another physical consequences of anger is it causes anxiety. Yes, anger and anxiety goes hand in hand. Yes, anger and anxiety, they go hand in hand. Now, take a look at something. Whenever you are angry, just be sincere with yourself. Wherever you are, you're hearing my voice right now. Be sincere with yourself. Whenever you are angry, there is one thing, another thing that happens aside from your heartbeat being increased. What happens? Your breathing rate increases. Yes, your breathing rate increases. And we are meant to understand that one of the symptoms of anxious person is that the breathing rate of that person increases, that the heartbeat of that person increases. So anxiety and anger, they go hand in hand. And remember what the scripture said? It said, we should not be anxious for anything. So which means the Bible does not even support anxiety. So anxiety is an heightened state of somebody, you know, the person is in an heightened state, the fear of the unknown. You don't know what is going on, you don't know what is going to happen in the next minute. You just see yourself in that situation all of a sudden. So anger and anxiety, they go hand in hand. So it's something that causes some kind of problem to a man. And another physical consequences of anger is that it leads to depression. Yes. Another consequences of anger is depression. In the previous episode, I want you to just take time and listen to the previous episode. The title of the previous episode is Anger Explained. Anger Explained. Now, in that episode, I tried to give you the three types of anger. And one of the types of anger is the passive aggression. Passive aggression. I tried to explain to you what passive aggression is. Those people that would not admit that they are angry. Those people that would not just take it that they are angry. Even when you confront them that, wow, lady, you are angry. I would say, no, I'm not angry. But what do they do in such a situation? The state of their anger, they decided to keep quiet. They decided to bottle it up. They decided to laugh over it. But within, in their mind, within, deep down, in the bottom of their heart, they are indeed angry. What do? They just go home and ruminate over it. They think about it. They keep boiling. Those kind of people, they can explode if care is not taken. Yes, they can explode. So this kind of anger can lead to depression. You know, those people that are depressed, what comes to their mind every time is that life doesn't worth it. Life doesn't worth the stress. Depressed people don't see anything good about life. Not only life, about themselves. And they don't see anything good coming out of their life or their future. Depressed people think that they cannot just make it in life. Depressed people think that their future is not secure. They are insecure. Depressed people always think about suicide. You know, once they are depressed, they are angry, and they are depressed, they are angry with everything, angry about everything, angry about themselves. Once they fall into depression, and what happens? What they think next is suicide. And they'll be telling themselves, since I've tried all my best to do this, I've tried all my best to do that, and it's just not working out. Let me just end everything, and let me just go. That is how depressed people talk. So anger leads to depression, especially passive aggression. So whenever you are angry, you don't need to bottle it up now. Why will you bottle it up and keep it in your heart? That's one. It kills faster. Yes, that kind of anger kills faster. Although the other type of anger too, it kills faster. But there is one way we address an anger. We talked about that in the previous episode. So I've really explained what that is all about. So passive aggression or any this kind of anger leads to depression. Another physical consequences of anger is that it hurts the lungs. You are subjecting your lungs to severe diseases, risk of diseases. I've said before, when you're angry, number one thing that happens to you, your breathing rates increases, your heartbeat increases, you're breathing heavily. Those people that are angry, they breathe heavily. At that point in time, the rate at which you take in air, in short, it increases. Yes, that is what anger does. So if the lungs, which is responsible, which helps you in your respiration, once you're subjected to different types of diseases, tell me, how would that person survive long years? How would that person last long? If all you could do is get angry, subject your lungs to heavy work, subject your heart to heavy duty, subject yourself to, you are being worked up. Tell me, how would that person last? So it's not only smokers alone that are killing their lungs. So angry people are also killing their lungs. People that get angry easily, that flares up easily, that boils, that fumes easily, they are killing their lungs. So which means angry people and smokers, they are on the same page. Yes, angry people and smokers, they are on the same page. Now, sciences make us understand, when you are angry, remember I told you about the anger hormone and the flight hormone that has been released. What happens? Once this hormone is being released into your body, it causes an inflammation of the lungs. That is what researchers make us to understand, that this hormones basically causes the inflammation of the lungs. And once the lungs is being inflamed, it's growing bigger. What happens? Just know that death is knocking at the door of that person. So this hormone creates inflammation in the airways, that tiny airways that goes, that connect your nose down to the lungs. So this hormone causes an inflammation, because once it's inflamed, the reason why is because you are breathing heavily. So this hormone increases the airways so that enough air can come in at that point, so that you can breathe heavily. Then you can accomplish your purpose of getting angry. I hope you're getting my explanation. All right, so when you get angry, you're killing your lungs. And the last thing I want to talk about the physical consequences of anger is that it can shorten a man's life. Yes, anger can shorten a man's life. So look at all the points I mentioned. Your heart, your lungs, the major organs of the body, your brain, blood clots in the brain are the major engines of the body. If all these engines of the body are being attacked, wow, it's a big issue. That person, just know that death is knocking at the door of that person. That person cannot even last long. So that is the physical consequences of anger. Now let's look at the spiritual consequences of anger. Now, if the physical consequences of this anger could be like this, now let's not talk about the spiritual consequences. Just know that the spiritual controls the physical. Yes, the spiritual controls the physical, because the spiritual is more powerful. A lot of things are going on in the spiritual realm. The spiritual controls the physical. So you can liken the spiritual realm as a website and coding, programming. I just have a little knowledge of coding and programming, you know. You have a website and you want the layout of your website. I want my website to look like this. I want my website to appear like this. It's not just, you don't just talk. There's what we call programming. There are some coding. There are some language you speak. There are some things you write down, you code, that is beyond the eyes. The eyes cannot see it, but it's underneath. So what is being coded, then you begin to see the website behaving the way you want it to behave. Probably you want the color of your website to be like this. You want it to be the nature of this one to come like this. What you have coded will make it look the way you want it. So also it is in the spiritual realm. Whatsoever you want to appear in the physical, that is what has been programmed in the spiritual realm. Now, if you look at anger, what is the origin of anger? Anger originates from self. anger originate from self. Remember the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Israel, in the Garden of Eden, thousands of years ago. Many, many years ago, God told them, do not eat out of this fruit. You can eat any other one, but this particular one, don't eat it. But they never listened. See what happened. Really, they ate the fruits. There is this kind of awareness that pops up in them. There's this kind of awareness that comes alive in them. There's this self awareness that comes alive in them. And since then, self and flesh has been alive. The word anger or angry appeared like 433 times in the Bible. So the Bible does not take anger lightly. So self naturally seeks expression, you know. Self always loves to express itself. You know, when this feeling is now being held back, what happens? The flesh feels so frustrated and feels so weak. The flesh will feel that it's weak. It doesn't have power on its own. You know, some time ago, I heard the story of a young guy, you know, with his friend, standing with his friend. And one of the friends, the guys just sighted the ladies afar off, sitting down, taking a bottle of drink, soft drink. And one of those guys said, I like this lady. I want to go and talk to her. I want her to be my friend. And the other guy said, okay, try your luck. Go now. And the guy went there to meet this lady. I know boys and girls talk now. The guy was talking to her. I like you. I this one. I do that. I like you. And, I've talked about women. Women, instead of them to tell you, I'm not interested. Just go your way. Then the lady started abusing this young guy. Started cursing him. Look at you. Your life is this one. Your life is that one. It doesn't warrant all this. I am not interested. I'm not interested. And then one goes their way. Then this lady abused this guy, abused this guy, and that was the end. And shamefully, the guy did not say anything. He walked out of the lady and went back to meet his friends. And his friends were just watching him from afar. He noticed that everything didn't go well at all. And his friends was now saying, how do you mean? So you left that girl without doing anything to her. How will she talk to you like that rudely? In short, if I am the one, she will not go scot-free. I will make sure I deal with her. I will make sure I make her life miserable. I will make sure I make her destiny, everything. When the friends talk, something happened. The flesh comes alive. The self comes alive in him. And immediately, anger rose up in him. Immediately, anger tears up in him. And he went back to meet the lady. And he said, is it me that you are talking to like that? You will not do that again. Immediately, the bottle that was on the table on that where the girl sat down, he broke it and he stabbed the girl on the neck. She started bleeding. Once his friends sighted it, all of them ran away. And the lady started bleeding immediately. The lady died on the spot. And that was how this young man was arrested. And he was sentenced to death. Now listen. Look at this. Anger. So self naturally seeks expression. And when it doesn't have the opportunity to express itself, it feels frustrated. So in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 8, the Bible says, those controlled by the flesh cannot please God. Those controlled by the flesh cannot please God. Number one, consequences of being angry is that those that are controlled by the flesh, those people that are controlled by anger, can never ever accomplish God's ways. You can never ever accomplish God's will. You can never ever accomplish God's purpose for your life. Yeah, you are out there, you're listening, you are under the sound of my voice. You want to serve God. You want to improve. You want to grow your spiritual life. You want to please God the more. And there's this one thing in your heart, in your life, that is still a stumbling block: anger. If you're still living in it, you can never ever accomplish God's righteousness. It is not possible. No matter how we try. Look at Romans chapter 8 verse 8. It says those controlled by the flesh cannot. No matter how godly it may look, no matter how godly it may sound, no matter how godly you behave, no matter how godly the things you do may look, anyone that sees you, this brother is godly, is born again, but deep inside of you, wow, you are a wild animal. Just know that without anger in you, you can never ever accomplish God's righteousness. Another consequence is that anger leads to more anger. You grow in anger. If you give anger more room, what happens? You keep growing. You begin to do wilder things. You know, if it's just you talk to somebody today, you shout at the person, tomorrow when you get angry, you would want to carry cutlass to finish up the person. Yes, that is one thing you must understand. Because this anger is a spirit, you know, when you feel cheated, whenever you feel provoked, something in your head will now keep telling you that, is this how you want to keep quiet? Let me give you an instance. If somebody should give you a dirty slap now, a hot slap, you would want to think that, I don't want to slap this person, but let me just forgive, and you just want to turn back. And lo and behold, you hear this kind of voice, a very loud voice in your head, inside your head. And you'll not be wondering. That thing will not tell you. So this is how you want to walk away. You are very weak. If you walk away, this person will feel that you are weak. If you walk away, this person will feel that you don't even have any power. And you turn back. You will not only give that person one slap. You give the person like 2-3 slaps. Just to pay back for what that person had done to you. My brother, my sister, everyone listening to me right now. If you decide not to get angry, or if you decide not to express yourself, you are not weak. Rather, you are strong. A man that controls him, his emotion, is far stronger than a strong man. That old AK-47. Forget AK-47 or gun. Forget it. You are stronger than a king. You are stronger than mighty men out there. If you can control your emotions. So anger leads to more anger. So as you're getting angry, if you don't control it, it leads to more anger. So, if you're able to control your emotions, you're able to control your anger, wow, I greet you. You are strong. I told you the story of a brother in the last episode that doesn't get angry no matter what you do to him. I was thinking he's this kind of people that is suffering with this passive aggression. Someone that gets angry and doesn't show it, he doesn't get angry. And I made to understand that this young man has subjected himself to a series of training and discipline, which you can also do. So angry people don't change. Another consequence is angry people don't change because it becomes addictive. It becomes part of you. Any little thing you flare up, any little thing you talk back, any little thing you express yourself, any little thing you shout, any little thing you talk. So angry people don't change because it is addictive. So, and once people see that you are this kind of a person that you get angry easily, what do? They just keep avoiding you. And in case you don't know, someone's temper could rob him of a lot of opportunity. Your anger level could rob you of a lot of opportunity. Someone that is supposed to help you or give you a particular opportunity. Your anger, the way you talk, can scare off that person. Wow, I hope you're following. Another consequence, anger leads to extra expenses and stressful situations that otherwise could have been avoided. Look at the story I told you, the young man that killed this lady. By listening to all the words his friends were telling him, he listened to the words of his friends and the anger in him rose up and he killed this lady. That situation could have been avoided. If the friends were pressing on him, why can't you go back and teach that girl a lesson? Go and teach that lady a lesson. She wouldn't do that again. If the young man would have replied and said, don't worry, let me leave her. That's her reason. That is the way she could think. And the guy just turned back and he leaves that place. I want to tell you, such a thing wouldn't have happened to him. He would have saved himself of that mess. He would have saved himself of the situation. But look at it, all his friends ran away. All his friends could not stand that situation. So such situation could be avoided. So also there are some terrible situations that later occur around you due to anger. And later on you will now feeling so remorseful, or you are regretful of what you have done. And you'll be saying, had I know, I wouldn't have gotten angry to this level. Had I know, I would have controlled my emotion. Had I know, I would have avoided this situation by stopping my anger from fusing out. Another thing you must understand is that anger always needs reconciliation before we go on in our spiritual lives. Whenever you want to do some spiritual exercise, you still need to apologize to God and say, God, please forgive me, have mercy. You would want to go back to that person and reconcile. How long will you continue to do that? How long will you continue to apologize? And some people don't even apologize. They will just leave. It's a normal thing. You know, I've heard this lady that will tell me that I can never ever tell anybody sorry. Yes, a lady telling me that. She said that is how her mother brought her up. Her mother has trained her in such a way that she cannot tell anybody sorry. And I said, so which means if you hurt somebody, you can't tell that person sorry. He said, ah, no, I can never hurt somebody. I said, wow, then you're an angel. And which is not possible. As long as you're on this earth, you are meant to hurt one person or the other. Even when you're so gentle, you are not angry one way or the other, you are still going to hurt somebody. And you apologize. But angry people, what do? They get angry now, reconciling again, get angry now, reconciling again, get angry now, all for because of the spiritual exercise they want to go into. How long will it continue like that? And with this, it's going to cause a kind of slowdown. It slows the person down. Yes, it slows the person down. Another thing you must understand is that angry people are constantly hurting people and causing offenses. Angry people are constantly hurting people and causing offenses. The Bible places a curse on whosoever that causes offenses to occur or to arise. So any man that will allow offenses to arise, the Bible says, woe is unto him. You know, one thing you must understand is that even this anger we are talking about is hereditary. Some people say it's in the blood. I cannot take it. I can't take that cheat from this guy. That person is cheating me. I cannot just take it. This person is talking to me like this. I cannot just take it. It's because you cannot take it, you cannot take it, you cannot take the cheat, you cannot take the shit, you cannot take the nonsense, you cannot take rubbish. That is when you fall into problems. So how long will you constantly hurt people? You know, there are some people that could see, I told you of a story of myself in the last episode, that sister that has been respecting me, and I just saw me a short display of anger. And she went to one corner, I was looking and said, wow, I've not seen this sister in display like this before. You sure, this lady was so surprised that I displayed like that. And when I got home, I was so ashamed of myself. Why? Because with the way I reacted, actually hurt this lady. So if you are out there, you find it very difficult to take it. You find it very difficult, I cannot just take it. I want to tell you that you can take it. I want to tell you that you can stop yourself from getting angry. I want to tell you that you can stop yourself from fusing up with anger. In our next episode, we will look at dealing with anger. How can you deal with anger? Many people don't even know how to deal with their anger. Many people don't know how to handle their anger level. But I want to tell you that it's very possible for you to deal and control your anger level. Before I wrap up, I want to read this verse of the scriptures for you. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 17. It said, "A quick-tempered man acts foolishly. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly. And a man of evil devices is hated. A man of evil devices is hated." So majority of quick-tempered men act foolishly. And a man of evil devices is hated. So a man that is angry easily, they act foolishly, you know. Once they act foolishly, they can do anything. They can behave anyhow. They can just talk anyhow. They can, you know, look at that young man that killed the lady. All just because the lady abused him, talked to him anyhow, and he killed the lady instantly. So the guy has actually acted foolishly. So a quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of evil devices is hated. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 17. So one thing you must understand, if you decide not to get angry over some issue or over any issue, you are not weak. Do not listen to that voice in your head telling you are weak, telling you that you need to express yourself every time. You are not weak, but you are strong. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast even up till this time. Just know that anger is like HIV that destroys a man, that kills a man, that ruins a man. And anger can stop a man from fulfilling God's will for his life. Keep living in the fullness of God's word. Thank you. A Life Minds podcast. Keep living in the fullness of God's word.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Alive Mind podcast. Every episode of this podcast is downloadable. Feel free to share this podcast anytime. Keep living in the fullness of God's word.